Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. I hope you're having a great Monday evening. And if you're not, it sucks. It's too bad. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Hopefully, I can make you enjoy yourself. Hopefully, you enjoy yourself anyway, okay? I'm just going to have fun. I don't know if they pay me to have fun, but that's what the hell I'm going to do. This is when we get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout-out to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is joining us live from New York City. And thank you to you, yes, you, the listeners tuning in all over North America. Free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. What else is there? Smart speaker. You can tune in anywhere, so I appreciate you. It's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy day. And we got a lot to discuss, a lot to recap. First of all, I'm going to wait until next hour to get to this. What the hell is going on with the Indianapolis Colts? Like, is Jim Irsay? Shep, how do you say Irsay, Irsay? Which one is it?
You know what it is. Irsay.
Irsay? Can we just... I'm going to call him dumbass. Colts, Jim dumbass? No, it's not nice. Jim Irsay. We're going to talk about him next hour. Because he's, I guess Daniel Snyder is gone from the Commanders, and the NFL needed a new owner to come through and just say ridiculous things. And Jim Irsay has basically been publicly battling with one of his own players, not even having to do so. But we'll talk about that next hour, okay? Because we got other things to get into. How about a story that picked up from last week? Sean Payton opens up his mouth about Nathaniel Hackett and the Jets. The Jets hit back. And I don't know if you want to call this karma, but it looks like karma hit the Broncos. A couple of their key players have gotten hit. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. We know that there's so much news about the running backs and what they don't get. Well, Ezekiel Elliott looking for a job. Looks like he sat down with Bill Belichick. Dalvin Cook looking for a job. We know he sat down with the New York Jets, but what's next? Speaking of running backs, Alvin Kamara going to be sitting down with Commissioner Roger Goodell. Alvin Kamara might have a suspension coming his way. Someone who is not suspended but been given the boot. It looks like Mark Jackson of ESPN has called the NBA Finals, it seems like, for the past decade. Mark Jackson apparently is gone from ESPN. And in comes Doc Rivers. Reportedly, we got a lot of people moving and shaking in Major League Baseball. Max Scherzer is now a member of the Rangers, and we got places and new faces all over the place. So we'll be talking about the Major League Baseball trade deadline as it goes down tomorrow. We got some NBA legends talking about some of the greatest players of all time. Dr. J gives a top 10 list without LeBron. What did LeBron do to Dr. J? Steph Curry chimes in and says, man, there's so many greatest players of all time. Isn't that, does that make sense? Greatest player? If I thought GOAT stands for greatest of all time, wouldn't that mean there's one and not multiple? But Steph Curry says there are many. So we got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to talk about. If you want to holler at us, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also everywhere on social media. That is at JR Sport Brief. Before we get into, I guess, the Broncos understanding what karma is, or even Aaron Rodgers just snapping back at Sean Payton, I got to ask Shep. Hey, Shep, how you doing, man? You good? Good to have you back.
It is fantastic to be back with you, JR. You didn't even ask for this, but I'm just going to say it. There's a position that opened up for CBS Sports Radio, the morning show. And I think every single person went for it, maybe with the exception of two or three people. I am one of those two or three people that did not go for it, just because of the privilege to work with you every single night. I wouldn't trade this for the world. Oh, you were a pleasure to work with, to learn from every single night. It is a blessing to be with you, my friend. And thank you always for the job that you do, for how you treat everybody. And it is so great to be back with you, JR. How are you, man?
Well, now I'm a cry, man. I don't want to cry on the radio. People wouldn't know if I'm crying anywhere, but I'm going to cry.
Something tells me you're not going to, but, man, yeah, it's just a pleasure to be with you, man, and miss being likewise with you, and great to be back with you, JR.
Yeah, likewise, man. So that's right, Marash. Is that the position you're talking about?
Yeah. So I think there might be 200 applicants for that position. I mean, it's working with Damon Amendola. I don't think I'm exaggerating. Wow. I think every person, with the exception of two to three people, have applied for that. I'm one of those two to three people. Yes.
Not surprised. How early does a person have to get up for that job?
If you want to do it well. Yeah, if you want to do it well, and obviously it's one of those jobs that you have to be on site, you probably have to get up at 3:30 at the latest, I would say, every single morning.
Well, Damon Amendola is amazing, man.
He is. And you know what's funny? He's referenced you a lot on that show. Obviously, it's an hour that you and I are not typically up, but he talks about you a lot, man. I think at some point he should be a guest on this show. You should be a guest on that show.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Let's do it this week.
Okay, I'll hit DA up. I know he's got summer fry DAs where he's not there Friday, but I will definitely reach out to him and see if because he loves you. He's a big fan of you, and I know you're a big fan of his.
Yes, easy. So let's I don't know, pick a day.
Deal.
He can come on. DA can come on anytime because he got to go to sleep, right, to get up in the morning?
Yeah, something tells me he's not staying up past 10 p.m. Eastern time. And obviously he has AJ now. He's a father.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah, so he has his hands full, and also trying to pick a new EP on top of hosting a national show.
Maybe he's not sleeping.
He's probably not. No, he's not sleeping because of AJ, I would guess. And AJ is, I heard, is amazing, too.
So how about this? What was I getting ready to say? I lost my train.
You were talking about karma with the Broncos, and rightfully so.
No. Oh. It's still related to
gotcha.
To DA. What was I getting ready to say?
Well, you guys host on The Fan. You guys have a lot in common because hosts on The Fan a lot.
Yeah, just find let DA know, pick a day, and he can come on. And then I got no problem hopping on his show. It don't matter what time. I'm up early in the morning as well. What I was going to say, when I did morning radio here in Atlanta on V103, I would, I didn't sleep. I had to be on the air at 6, on the air at 6, in the studio, somewhere between 5 and 5:30. And, man, I was doing whatever the night before. It didn't matter to me. So maybe DA is doing what I did. Maybe he's hanging out with, like, Young Jeezy at night and... Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Wait. So just to clarify, you're telling me, and I know you did a show in Atlanta for a while. Yeah. I don't think, I know you do appearances. You're not doing a daily show anymore. I mean, I don't know anyone that would be crazy enough to do two national shows every single day and be a lead host.
No.
Yeah, but
here in Atlanta, we broadcast on 92.9 The Game at the same time.
Correct. So no. Obviously, we're syndicated, but we're exactly. You're not sole propriety to just Atlanta. But my question would be, you're telling me you would have no bedtime, and I know you don't sleep a lot to begin with, but you would have no bedtime, and you would still get up essentially at 5 o'clock every single weekday to do a show.
Oh, man, I would be, you know, out and about.
Jeez.
I would try to go to sleep, right. But, you know, there's I got to go out and do this, and I got to host this, and hey, come do this at the movie theater. We got a movie. We got a dinner. We got a game.
Sure.
Can you come to this game? Can you come to this? Yeah, man, it's, you know what? But when you enjoy what you're doing, it's not too shabby, you know? It doesn't feel like work.
That's the
It's not
know,
supposed to.
No. And the thing that is so cool about this show, it's something I learn whenever I host every Sunday now on CBS Sports Radio, is this is a family. We have so many callers and so many fans of the show that we have become so close with and so familiar with, and we know their takes before they even spew it out, and that's the magic of radio.
Kevin from Louisville, he wants me to eat brisket with him.
Is that a new ordeal? I thought this was for a while now.
That's my point.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I know. Watch me get in trouble. Alan from Toronto is probably driving around America right now.
Oh,
you know,
man. So. Oh, he loves your top six, man.
Come on, let's name somebody else, Shep. Go ahead.
Well,
name somebody else.
I mean, we know. How can I forget Greg from Michigan? He's a great one. Robbie from Jacksonville. Robbie from Jacksonville. Tommy from New Orleans. Right. I mean, we have James from
LA. What's the guy from Boston that sounds like Peter Griffin?
Oh, Paul. Paul from Rhode Island.
Yeah, Paul.
Right.
Yeah, no thanks, Paul.
Well,
no
Paul,
thanks.
Paul will make you play Clue every single time he calls.
Yeah, so that's why. Hey, Paul, if you're listening, don't call tonight. Who else is there?
Robbie from Jacksonville, we mentioned. A guy I like a lot is...
Oh, from Alabama. What's my guy from Alabama?
I know exactly who you're talking about. Phil or Tim. Because he calls as a bunch of...
No,
names.
He calls from, well, not that idiot. No.
Okay, gotcha.
Not
gotcha.
That idiot.
I mean, Mac from Buffalo is great.
Oh, no. Not
okay.
My guy from Alabama, he calls and he's just like, he gives us two sentences. He gets right to the point. Thank you, JR, for taking my call. I love him.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. And obviously, and who's the young guy? 14, 15, 13?
Oh, my God.
He's really good. He's from
California, right?
Lucas?
He's from California.
Yes.
Texas.
Yes. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name, but Adam from Toronto is another great caller.
Yeah, where's Adam? I haven't spoken to Adam in a while.
Adam's great. I'm pretty sure it's Lucas. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Lucas from California.
Oh, it is Ralph. Ralph from Miami, right?
Yep. Ralph from Miami's
so
great. And then our boy from Queens and Flushing, Emmanuel.
Manny from Queens, yeah.
He's great. Another individual that I'm...
From Chicago.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel the Uber driver.
Daniel's great, too. There's so
many. Hey, there's the repo man from Michigan.
We haven't heard him. We haven't heard from him for a while.
He's busy stealing cars, man. Well, not stealing. He's taking back.
Yeah.
He's repossessing the cars.
Right. Glenn from Toronto is another one that calls a lot.
Who the hell is that?
Glenn. Oh, no, you'll hear him next time. He calls
Glenn
a bunch.
Glenn from Toronto.
Obviously. David from Buffalo is another really good call. There's so many.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many. And who's our boy from Atlanta that always calls? He's
man,
really...
Man, there's so many people.
Yeah.
Man, from here in Atlanta, man.
Yeah.
I could walk down the street and run into some of these folks. I don't know.
Right.
Pick one. I don't know.
Man, I'm trying to...
Where's Evil Dave at?
See, Evil Dave, that's been a minute.
I'm going to chop you up with my chainsaw and do the jump rope with your intestines. Where's he at?
Yep. James from Minnesota is another one.
With the boombox?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we got a lot of great callers. I'd be able to look at the call for whatever reason. I got to figure out the call thing tonight. It ain't working.
Let me ask you a question, because I know DA does something like this. Obviously, Howard Stern did something like this in the past. Have you ever thought of a night?
A meet and greet?
Yes. where you do a remote show.
Go to
show,
Vegas or something?
Or you, when, a night you're in New York City, you have like a JR Con. And like once a year, we all go out to dinner and then we have like a live broadcast maybe at the studio. And you have all the people that call every single night, fans of this show now for the past 3+ years, would come by. They could be in studio. They could be in the control room. And maybe there's a segment or two where they would get on air with you live in studio. Have you ever thought about that?
I've thought about something like that. But not – you think everybody is going to just show up to one place?
I know, JR.
In New York?
People are very loyal to you. And by the way, I got to answer this call. Guess who's calling? You said don't call. Guess who you think calls right away.
It's not Paul, is it?
Oh, it's Paul.
Well, I can't. Something's broken over here. Let's put him on the air, Shep. What does he want?
Copy that.
Who is this guy? Hello? Hey, Paul. Hey, Peter Griffin, what's going on with you?
What's happening, my brother?
How are you?
Listen, I know if you don't want to take my phone calls anymore, it's fine.
Okay.
Listen, you got brothers doing skunky weed, whatever the weed is called today.
What? Brothers,
Chernobyl
what?
Weed, whatever. They popping beans. I just stick to my red breast on my day off, and I just call you my brother.
You're who?
I just sip on my red breast.
What is that? What is that, a beer?
It's an Irish whiskey. It's one above
Jameson. I don't know. I hear red breast. I'm not thinking about no drink.
All right.
I like cool. Whiskey, but I don't know about that one.
No, you got to try some red breast. It's one of
them. What is the proof? What's the proof on it?
It's 40 proof, but it's aged 12 years.
Oh, man, I'm not drinking nothing 40 proof, man. It got to be close to 50 for me
80
to
is 40, 40 proof is 80. You know how, if it comes from Europe, you know how it goes.
Yeah, well, but that still ain't strong enough for me, Paul. But what you're here on the radio. What do you have to say so we can get your call out the way?
I have to say this. I haven't said this in a long time. Hi to my truck drivers, my 18-wheeler brothers, okay? I get them out all the time up on the East Coast. It's a long ride from the West, from the Midwest, whatever. That's what you call an honest living. Now,
Are you drinking some of that whiskey tonight?
Yeah, absolutely, my brother. My day off.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, this answers a lot of questions about when you call us up. Thank you.
I call you after I'm done with 8 hours or double shifts. I do a lot of double shifts in my casino in Rhode Island. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I make an honest living. My daughter passed the bar. I'm all set. I'm retiring in 2 months.
Ah, God bless. She passed. What type of law? What type of law?
Criminal law. She's got a
white collar,
privileged. A blue collar man can brag on national radio. A blue collar worker's kid made it. You know,
good.
She's in the DA's office in New York.
Oh wow!
And,
damn. Okay.
Yeah. And
hey, Shep, be careful, Shep. Shep, be careful.
Oh no, I'm on good terms with Paul and his family though.
Okay.
No, and she has a human rights master's degree.
Oh.
Yeah, she did that before.
Hey, Paul. Hey, here's some JR wisdom. Try to be like her, okay?
Well, you know what?
What?
It's tough to be a blue collar worker to make your kids.
Yeah, I know. I'm as
forward.
Blue as they come.
You know, I always
tell. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I always tell people, young kids, if you don't want to go to college, just grab union book, and. Do you want to owe a college $70,000 or do you want to make $70,000? There's so much to make in a union trades.
All right.
It's
well, thank
amazing.
You, Paul. Hey, I got some advice, too. Don't be an NFL running back. Hey, Paul, I'll talk to you later, okay? Hopefully,
thank you.
Hopefully before the whiskey.
I think they were on the page. Because
okay, good.
In the back of the day, they were useful.
Okay.
Now,
Hey, Paul.
Go ahead.
That was the cue to just say bye, JR. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, boss. Yeah, that wasn't so difficult. I just got to tell him to be quiet next time. Not so tough. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. See, we just getting started. We got people listening all over the country. It's just like, whoop, there it is. I talk about him and he pops up out of nowhere. When we come back from break, I'm going to talk to you about someone who just talks too damn much, Sean Payton. And it appears that Aaron Rodgers, someone who is also talked too damn much, Aaron Rodgers is telling you to shut up? You said too much. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Jim Irsay and all his crap he's talking to his own players. This is absolutely fun. Shep is back. Even more fun. The JR Sport Brief Show. Just getting warmed up on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shep is back. Good to have Shep back in the building with us. You want to holler at us, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We're going to get into the Indianapolis Colts and all of their issues at the top of next hour. So give us about, I don't know, 35 minutes or so, and we'll talk about Irsay and Jonathan Taylor. And it's always cool, maybe not if you're a Colts fan, when the owner beefs with a player. But Irsay is he's off his rocker, but we'll get to him. Someone else who's off his rocker happens to be Sean Payton of the Denver Broncos. Yes, their new head coach who has yet to coach a game. Last week, we talked about Sean Payton running off at his mouth about his predecessor, Nathaniel Hackett, basically saying that Nathaniel Hackett, his coaching job with the Denver Broncos, which he wasn't able to complete, which only led to 5 victories for the Denver Broncos last season. Sean Payton said that this was one of the worst coaching jobs that he's ever witnessed in, like, NFL history. And it's like, well, damn, what a way to kick a guy when he's down. I mean, he got fired. He's now basically demoted. He's the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. He used to work with Aaron Rodgers. Now he works with Aaron Rodgers again. And it's like, well, damn, you're one of the most accomplished coaches here in the NFL over the last 20 years. You won a Super Bowl, okay. It doesn't matter how you feel about the guy. He's one of the most decorated coaches that we've seen more recently. And to crap on a guy who just got fired, it's like, man, just shut up. Like, focus in on your own team. And so we heard all of the responses. You know, Rob Saleh with his rap lyrics reference, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. A matter of fact, this is what Rob Saleh said last week. And then we'll get to what Aaron Rodgers said. He wasn't so nice. This came from Saleh.
I'm not going to acknowledge Sean on that. He's been in the league a while. He can say whatever the hell he wants. But as far as, you know, what we have going on here, it's, you know, I kind of live by saying, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So hate away. You know, it's obviously we're doing something right if you got to talk about us when we don't play you till week 4. And I'm good with it.
Okay. All right. That was Coach. He's going to be even. If you put Sean Payton and Rob Saleh in a room, Rob Saleh probably tear him limb from limb. But this not the case. And so Sean Payton, you know, he apologized. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, I was still, I had on my Fox hat, my analyst hat. Well, man, now you a coach. You forgetting the plays? Like, this is what Sean Payton said, apologizing.
I had one of those moments where I still had my Fox hat on. And not my coaching hat on. And, you know, I said this to the team in the meeting yesterday. We've had a great offseason relative to that, you know, and I've been preaching that message. And here I am, the veteran, you know, stepping in it. And, you know, it was a learning experience for me. It was a mistake, obviously. I needed a little bit more filter. You know, there's a pound of flesh for these guys. And as a coach, you stick up for them. And after a while, you know, we're past that season last year. And you know, I said what I said. And obviously, I needed a little bit more restraint. And I regret that.
No, oh, whatever. Like, you the head coach. Yeah, you made a mistake. He's a human being. I never heard of a head coach crapping on another one, let alone somebody who just got fired. Like, you just forgot? Well, what else are you going to forget? You going to forget what play to call? I mean, what are we doing here? You know better than this. You're just being a jerk. And someone in the past who's, I think, certainly been a jerk, not this go-around, he's defending Nathaniel Hackett, his former offensive coordinator with the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers was talking to the NFL Network, and he basically was like, man, Sean Payton, how disrespectful you are. Listen to this.
It made me feel bad that someone who's accomplished a lot in the league is that insecure that they have to take another man down to set themselves up for some sort of easy fall if it doesn't go well for that team this year. Thought it was way out of line, inappropriate, and I think he needs to keep my coach's names out of his mouth.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that's some good stuff, right? Oh, let's hear that again. I like that. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers get this guy. Get him.
It made me feel bad that someone who's accomplished a lot in the league is that insecure that they have to take another man down to set themselves up for some sort of easy fall if it doesn't go well for that team this year. Thought it was way out of line, inappropriate, and I think he needs to keep my coach's names out of his mouth.
I like that. I can't even say that he took the low road. I can't. I mean, he threw in his own opinion. Oh, well, if they fall, now he's blaming Nathaniel Hackett. If I fail, it's because the guy before me sucks so bad. Look at what I had to work with. I love it. And in most cases, or more recently, Aaron Rodgers has come across as miserable and just adversarial and beefing with everybody possible over the past couple of years. But in a couple of months with the New York Jets, so far, he'd been pretty cool. He coming to the defense of his offensive coordinator, said he loved Nathaniel Hackett. And look, Sean Payton deserves everything that he's getting. And so with the New York Jets take on the Denver Broncos, I hope the New York Jets smoke them. Because anybody who comes out of their damn mouth and does that much yapping about the opposition is that sharp, you deserve a whooping, man. Like Sean Payton, you just got the job. Why are you chatting about what's going on with the Jets? All you hear about is NFL coaches focused in on the now and not trying to be a distraction. And sure, Sean Payton apologized, said he was a distraction. But a learning experience? Come on, man. You're with the Saints for 16 years. Before that, man, I remember Sean Payton. Man, he New York Giants, he had to work his way up. He's not new to the NFL. Somebody put something in his coffee? Somebody, tick him off? I said this last week. Did Nathaniel Hackett leave a turd in the office drawer? Like, what's he beefing about? I hope the Denver Broncos, I hope they suck this year. Sorry, my apologies to all the Bronco fans out there. But if you talk that much crap, you deserve whatever comes your way. And whether you want to call it karma, whether you want to call it getting your comeuppance, whatever you want to call it, just in a week's time, it looks like the Denver Broncos have gotten the other end. What you get out is what you get back. Denver Broncos are already dealing with some issues. The Denver Broncos are already dealing with some injuries that would harm their offense. And so what we're going to do, we're going to hear from Sean Payton on the other side of the break. And it's not going to be because of an apology. It's not going to be because of anything having to do with the New York Jets. But it's going to have to deal with an injury update.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and I look forward to your show, man. at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout outs to all the truckers out there. How you think you got that toilet paper? Where you think that PlayStation 5 came from? Or that television set? Or your groceries? Come on, Shep, what else am I missing? I don't know either.
I'm not sure.
I know there's toilet paper, groceries, televisions. Everything in your house came off of a truck. Better thank them truck drivers. And be nice to the people who deliver it too. Amazon people, UPS, USPS, FedEx, Uber drivers. I mean, now you could even have stuff. You can have deodorant dropped off at your doorstep from Uber. Come on now. Be nice to them folks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about the Denver Broncos and I guess a little bit of karma momentarily. But let's not waste any time. We got a caller. I think this is, let's see, Jerry from Tucson. Hey, Jerry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
What's going on, my friend, Jerry? Are you becoming more and more my friend? I'm spending my free time to talk to you because I like what you have to say.
Well, thank you. What's up?
Nothing much. You know, I was listening. I've been hearing a little. I've been busy, but I've been hearing a little bit about this, you know, Peyton, Nathaniel thing. And my personal opinion, I see it as certain ways because I've coached football. I've coached Pop Warner. I've coached high school. I've coached junior high. But it seems a little more personal because me and my best friend in high school, that he was captain of the offense, I was captain of the defense. And when we started coaching different teams in Pop Warner, he went to Pop Warner and sometimes junior high, but different schools, this seems a little more personal. There's something else that, like, I don't think I'm catching here. What's driving him to make statements like that? You know what I mean? You kind of feel me? This is not basically professional business. This seems more of like a personal attack. And I'm curious about what your opinion is of that. What drives this? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm not so sure. What their relationship is between Hackett and Sean Payton, I have no idea. You know, when you think about coaching circles, I'm sure, especially when you've been around as long as these two dudes have, you would think that maybe there has been a passing by of the two, or maybe not. I just think that Sean Payton, he admitted he made a mistake, and I think he was just running off at the mouth like he was talking to a friend instead of talking to USA Today. And it ain't no different than me. Look, I sit here and talk for a living. And there isn't too much that I would say that I wouldn't say off air. It might be a little bit more colorful, but I have to keep in mind that I'm talking to my next door neighbor and not on the radio. And I think that
doesn't it seem personal when you say you're the worst? He's made the worst coaching decisions in history. That's got to be fueled by something.
Could be, but I don't know. I mean, that's. Yeah. Is that out of the ordinary for somebody to say? I mean, Sean Payton wouldn't say that to an assistant coach, or it doesn't make it personal. So I'm not so sure. There's no way to know. But we all know this. It's something that he should have kept to himself. Thank you so much for calling from Tucson. No doubt about it. I mean, I can't judge if it was personal or not. Could be. Or he could have just forgot that he was talking to USA Today. It's not the most outrageous statement to go, "Well, it's the worst coaching job that I've ever seen in my life." Come on, that's not all that damn bad. Come on now. Let's be real here. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Now, this is where his focus should have been, on the Denver Broncos. And in one day, here we go. Injuries to the wide receiving group. Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler. How the hell do both guys go down? Let's start off with Tim Patrick. This man missed last year with a torn ACL. How about this? Today, he suffered another leg injury, and it's not his ACL. Hey, listen to Tim Patrick, listen to Sean Payton actually talk about his own team and fill you in on what happened to him.
No update. I'll just tell you what happened. I was watching it, like, directly because he was running around, and it was something we had corrected earlier. It was kind of on air. He planted. I thought it looked like he slipped, but we're evaluating his left Achilles. That's what we think the injury is. We haven't confirmed it until he gets the MRI, but, you know, it wasn't any contact. It was just kind of coming out of a cut. His injury last year was on his right knee, so I think the natural question right away by all of us was, is it the same leg? But we'll wait till we get an MRI.
Come on now. And, yeah, he tore his Achilles. He tore his Achilles. He missed all of last season. Torn ACL. This year, he just tore his Achilles. This is someone when he actually has played. You would think he's going to get you about 800 yards, I don't know, 5 to 10 touchdowns. Gone. No Tim Patrick again for a consecutive season, okay? And that's not the only injury to a Denver Broncos wide receiver. Not too long after this, KJ Hamler, he's been waived by the Denver Broncos. And why was he waived? Well, he tore a pectoral muscle while training this past offseason. All right. So he wasn't already basically up to speed. And then outside of that, he was diagnosed with a mild heart irritation after feeling chest pains during a workout. The Denver Broncos waived him and said, hey, man, go work on your chest. Go work on your heart. And if you can play, then maybe we'll go ahead and bring you back. They waived him with a non-football illness designation. And so right out of the gate. And oh, yeah, by the way, KJ Hamler, he missed games last season because of a hamstring. And it ended up putting him on injured reserve. And so let's think about this. Tim Patrick, gone. KJ Hamler, gone. The Denver Broncos, when you got to start thinking about their depth chart, just at the wide receiver position, I mean, you got to start at I don't even know where the hell you'd start. Where would you go automatically right out of the gate? You'd say, oh, well, Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton, you're gonna count on Cortland Sutton? I mean, I don't know why they're so damn cursed. Cortland Sutton tore his ACL in 2020. Hamler tore his ACL already. I told you about that. Tim Patrick tore his ACL last year. What the hell is going on with Denver? Why all they guys getting hurt? And so when you take a look, and this makes it even worse for Sean Payton, man. You got Sean Payton just got the job. Basically has a house of horrors that he's cleaning up. Dude's getting hurt left and right and left, right, and center. You would think that he just focus in on his own squad. And so maybe he's now realized that, yeah, just shut the hell up. It's really that simple. Hey, Shep, this can't be karma, right? These dudes been getting hurt for years now.
Yeah, and a little bit of Sean Payton stepped in it, and this is kind of the gods returning the favor.
It seems like it.
Yeah, it does.
You would think you get a new... You see, when you get a new job, you want to... And this lets me know. And of course, you have this much success in anything, you're going to be a little arrogant. You're going to smell yourself just a little bit. You know, Sean Payton must walk in and say, oh, I'm the guy. They're bringing me in to fix this. And look at what the crap this guy did before. And I'm coming through with the mop. I'm going to make this place sparkling clean.
Yeah, Jared, that's all well and good, but who is Sean Payton? Like, what really has he done? You can make a legitimate argument with one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time, and he's had some weapons, man. Like, you know, Mark Ingram in his heyday, Michael Thomas when he was actually healthy and could play on a football field. Like, to only win 5 playoff games since that magical 2009 season, I think Sean Payton has underachieved as an NFL head coach. This is not Andy Reid. This is not Bill Belichick. He has a right to go after a head coach like this? Who is he?
Well, he doesn't have the right to do so. But even if that is the case, even if he is, what would you say, under what? What's the word?
He had Drew Brees, and he didn't make. He has not been back to a Super Bowl since 2009. He's underachieved.
So I know we're gonna get Saints fans who say, "Oh well,
yes."
We look at the referee. Well, no, we'll have Saints fans who agree. And I know we have some people who think that he ran away when Drew Brees left, which he kind of did.
He did, and they also lost to, at home. They lost to Cousins, and Cousins sucks in the playoffs. So,
yeah, but then
what about that season?
You also have folks who will say we can blame the referees in that that Rams game, which is justified. But even if all of that is true, which it is, and it depends on your opinion on it, where you fall, he is still the winningest coach in Saints history, which ain't too difficult when you have Drew Brees out there, especially when you think about the Saints formerly being the Aints. And then you also just look at the facts. He has been one of the most successful coaches just over the past 15 to 20 years. Nobody could take that away from him, regardless of where he falls in the pecking order of a Belichick or an Andy Reid. He still is one of the best. Now, I agree with you. Does this give him the right to run his yap? No, it doesn't. And so that's why, I mean, the combination of him and Russell Wilson, and I don't know, maybe this could bite me in the ass and people are going to say, oh, good for you, JR. I hope the Broncos suck again this year. Are they going to get 5 wins? I don't know, but I hope they suck. I want Sean Payton to run around with egg on his face and look at his quarterback, and I hope they both suck. Learn how to shut up. You got one quarterback who ain't genuine and can't be it if he needed to be, and then you got a head coach who doesn't know how to be quiet. When Aaron Rodgers is telling you to shut up, yeah, you screwed up. Be quiet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of being quiet, somebody tell that to Jim Irsay. He's crapping on his own players. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class, and it's hosted by me, former working class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing, and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.